Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome, everybody, to Sunday's Psychic Readings with Linus. How you doing, everybody? I hope you've had a good week. I believe I did. At least I'm going to act like I did. But anyway, thank you for joining me on Psychic Reading Sundays with Linus, and you're on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina. If you have any questions or things you want to ask and you're not able to get on the line, or maybe you don't want to call in, you'd rather just go to the chat room, please feel free to ask Miss Nina. Miss Nina is also a Reiki master. So she also is intuitive and might help with some of your questions. Also, Brenda's on the line with us to assist. So, hey, we're just going to have a really good day today. I hope everybody really did enjoy the weekend. Okay, well, as always, you know, when I begin, first off, before I do the prayer, I want to say a shout-out. Happy birthday to Judge Gaines, Nicole. Happy birthday to Cherie, and happy birthday to Miss Jessica Terry. All right, I hope all you ladies had a wonderful birthday. All righty, the prayer. Dear love, enlighten what's dark in us. Strengthen what's weak in us. Mend what's broken in us. Bind what's bruised in us. Heal what's sick in us. And lastly, revive whatever peace and love that has died in us. Love, so be it. Thank you. I am that I am. I'm going to do one more prayer, and this is for everybody, not only in the chat room, people that are waiting on the line, but all the listening audience. This is a cleansing prayer. And it seems like a lot of people, there's some changes or whatever that's going through. So I'm going to do this cleansing prayer for all of us, the listening audience, the people holding on the line, folks in the chat room. Love, we are asking all our highest guides to remove the wicked, angry, evil, loathing negativities of all known and unknown entities, spirits, past life spirits, present day spirits, and future life spirits from all dimensions of time and space. Love, so be it. Thank you. I am that I am. Bless everyone in the listening audience with this prayer, all the people holding online, and the folks in the chat room. Thank you. So be it. Okay.
Amen.
Are there any other... Amen, 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 yes. I was trying to think, was there any other announcement? Yeah. Oh, yes, it is. I'm sorry. New moon this Saturday, y'all. No, next Saturday. No, this Saturday. This Saturday.
Next Saturday.
New moon.
Right, because we're at half moon now, aren't we?
I'm sorry?
I think we're at the half moon, aren't we?
Oh,
are you talking about coming up Saturday?
Saturday is the new moon, the 26th of
July. Coming up. Yeah, okay, yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay. So just to let you know, mark your calendars for the new moon coming up Saturday. Get those that list up and what you want to accomplish and do.
Yeah.
Okay, well, with
Yeah.
Well, without further ado, we are going to begin, and our first caller up is area code 737. And who's this?
This is Nancy speaking.
Hi, Nancy. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Oh, good. Terrific.
Good, good, good.
Oh, and let me make this one announcement. I'm sorry, Nancy, before you begin. One question per caller, everybody. One question per caller. A lot of people are waiting, and they want to get their questions answered, too. So one question per caller. And remember, every ninth caller, you get a free reading from me. That's a $60 value, but I give you 1 hour free, okay, for calling in. I appreciate y'all. So that's me giving back. All right. Go ahead, Ms. Nancy.
I'll announce the caller number, or Linus will, because it's caller number one. So we stay on
no,
track
Nina
for
will.
You, okay?
Nina
oh,
will.
Oh,
she'll
okay.
let me know when it's the ninth caller, yeah.
Okay.
So, Nancy, what can we answer for you today?
Okay, I'm going through a lot of changes. I know that my life purpose is as a communicator to write and speak and teach. And I just became a Reiki master and deciding that the possibility of doing readings. But I would like to ask you what the angels have to say about me doing Reiki and readings at this point in time. Is it really what I should be doing? Not that I know I can do it. I just want to know if I should be doing it.
Should be doing it as in what? 100% of your time or just as something on the sideline? Is that what you're asking? Or are you thinking about this as a job every day?
Well, I could be doing it for money, which it could be, but I don't want to do it for money. I mean, I get paid, yes, but I really want to find out if the angels want me to do readings and Reiki at this point in my life without anything to do about money, just whether
this
is what I should be doing.
Can I answer that, please?
Yeah, okay, Nina, there you go.
Yeah, what level of Reiki have you got?
I'm a Reiki master at level 3.
Okay, so you're just in Yasui Reiki then?
Yes.
That's as far as you've gone. Reiki is meant to be used, and if you are pursuing this, then definitely you should go forward with it. I recommend that you go on further and take the other two levels of Reiki, like the other two Reiki, like Tibetan and the other one, and pursue it further if you feel the need to. If you've already done level 3, then you need to go on to your level 4 in Asui and get your instructors as well.
Okay.
Does that make sense? You will use that Reiki all the time. It is something that is meant to be used. As long as it's for the good, remember, use it.
Okay, maybe I'm seeing things a little bit different than everybody else. Can I get your name again?
Nancy.
Nancy. Now, okay, when you were talking, the thing that hit me was Reiki only. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know, but that's what I got. And the
well, that's
only
all I was
thing
talking about.
Is you are going to be reading people. You do it all the time. But it would be really good for you to sort of establish that Reiki side now. I mean, only because that's what I heard. You do whatever you want, but I'm getting what I'm getting is Reiki only for now.
That's why I was talking about was Reiki because that's all I was figuring too. Reiki only. The readings, well, you're going to figure that out on your own anyway. So yeah, for sure, Reiki.
Okay.
Is that what you were after, Nancy, is trying to figure out if you should have it at the same time or just focus on one for now?
Well, it's just that I have a book out. I need to do marketing. I need to do the next book and speaking and teaching. And then with Reiki and readings, it's just like, you know, it's just way too much for me at this point in time. And so just wanted to focus on, you know I need to do the book and the teaching and all that, but with doing, you know, set readings with people and a Reiki practice, you know, is that just too much for me at this time, and should I just put it off till later? That's kind of where I'm at.
That's what I'm getting, but like I said, you know, you'll do what you want, but the first thing that bonged was Reiki. It did not include the reading.
Okay. Because I really wasn't set on the readings, and I was really questioning whether or not I should even do them at this time.
I agree with the other two ladies. So, yeah, I have nothing to add. That's what I picked up was Reiki right away. So.
Okay.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep, there you
go. I have an application in for doing a Reiki at a chiropractor's office that I'm just waiting on, and so then we'll see. If it's meant to be, I'll get it. If it's not, well, then we'll see what else. But that's just kind of where I'm at and all those big changes in my life.
Okay. Well, I thank you, Nancy, for calling, and I hope we were able to answer your question effectively for you. And,
yes, you did.
Get you on that path. All right. Well, thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you so much.
Psychic readings.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Area code 201, you're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. It's Rose.
Hi, Rose. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Doing terrific.
Good.
How can we help you? What's your question?
I want to know what you ladies see with regards to my love life.
I knew it. I was going to tell you, you want to know about your love life. I could feel that right away in my heart. It was a good feeling. Okay. Rose wants to know about her love life. There's somebody that you care really deeply about, and you want to know if that person feels the same way towards you.
Well, actually, I'm single. I don't know who you're picking up. Maybe someone from the past.
Yeah, because I'm picking up a man that you care a whole lot about. Right now, that's what I'm feeling in my heart, and it's a good feeling. But I don't feel him as strong as you. So if it's somebody from your past, you haven't let that go yet to move forward, because I'm picking up that essence.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking. Well, let's ask who's in the future then.
A Bob or somebody with a name like Bob in your life, or a B name of a guy?
No.
Have you met anyone recently named Bob?
No, actually, I've been single for a few years, so I'm hoping to meet somebody.
Huh.
Do you have a fantasy or a male crush on someone?
They
don't know it, but you do.
Someone from my past, but I haven't heard from him in 3.5 years. So, but I haven't met anyone new in a while.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. What I'm picking up, until you let that go, disconnect that cord between you and the past, then when you go forward, that door will open up. So Brenda says she sees a guy. For me, I don't see anybody until you let your past go, and then it'll open up.
Well, so, I don't know what he means to her. I just know that the name Bob or somebody with a B name, the first name is like Bob, or Bob is what rang in my head, and I don't know what that means. Or maybe it's somebody named Bernie or just somebody with a B name.
I don't know.
You don't know anyone like that?
No, like I said, I haven't met anyone. I've been single for a few years.
Yeah, but we all meet people. I mean, single or not.
Well, no, I'm interested in a love relationship. I haven't met anyone.
No, I understand that, but love relationships are born of people we work with, people that we go to school with, someone we pass on the street, the grocery store, it could be anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So no, maybe start looking for somebody named Bob, or if that person in the past that Lennis is talking about has a B name, or his name is Bob, or even if his last name is Robertson or something like that, you probably do need to let him go. Otherwise, it's something about that.
Okay.
Yeah, but
Okay. Well, Rose, I told you what I saw, and Brenda's expressing herself, so...
That's right.
I don't see anybody in the future. I feel a lot of love in your heart and in your spirit, but it's like you're still attached to the past. You haven't let that go. Even though you're not seeing that guy, you know how sometimes people go on and they're still in love with the person even though they've moved on? That's what I feel, that you still have this great love in your heart. So you know, you moved on and he's moved on, but you're still holding on. So that's what I'm saying. I can't see forward because you're in a holding pattern. Okay? So just think about that. Disconnect those cords. Call on Archangel Michael and tell him that you want those cords disconnected, you want to cut, so that you can move on and find the man that's going to love you the way you want to be loved and deserve to be loved. Okay?
Okay,
thank you, Rose,
you.
For calling. And we wish you the very best. All right, love. Take care. Area code 313, you're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. Hi, Brenda. My name is Sherelle, the shout-out girl.
Sherelle. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, doing terrific. What can we answer
good.
For you today?
Do you see marriage in a family with me and the guy, the Michael?
See if
coming
I,
up soon.
See if, we, if you're going to be
married
to you and Michael?
Yes.
Or just you? Oh, okay.
No,
okay,
not I'm married myself. I can't marry myself.
No. I mean, you and Michael.
The Michael.
Okay, you and Michael. Okay.
It's the Michael. The Michael, Mike, whatever. Ooh.
I see a closeness coming up in August.
A closeness?
With
now, what is that?
Oh, you're getting to know each other better.
That's
it's like you both become vulnerable, so you're communicating more at a deeper level. But I see the latter part of August, like the third week of August, you communicate more. Now, where does that take you to be married or whatever? I don't know, but you become vulnerable to each other that you speak up. That's what I see. So definitely communication helps a relationship, right?
I hope so.
To get to know each other, yeah.
Yeah, it's been 6 years, and we both 20, so I hope something happened because I don't want to be wasting my time with a person because it's just too much. I want the next step to be involved. I don't want to just keep just dating and dating. Something needs to be in place by now after 6 years.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like it's going to happen in the time frame you want.
Well, no, I'm not talking about that soon, but I was thinking maybe these in a year or two. I don't know.
The delay button came up for me, but, yeah. So I don't know why he's not ready. I don't know where it is that you guys aren't ready or somebody, but it seems like there's a delay going on, and I'd be trying to figure out why that is.
I think that's why what I saw in August, they get in a deeper conversation. So maybe at that point they truly understand one another.
Yeah,
and this is how it's going to be. So, yeah. Yeah. They're going to have a conversation. And then you will make a decision. After you have this conversation with Mike, then you'll make a decision. But that's what I said. I saw you two being vulnerable. It's like things that you should have been talking about for 6 years, now you're going to really sit down and ask those hard questions.
Yeah.
It should have been asked a long time ago. And from that, okay, and from that, then, Sherelle, you'll know whether you want to continue in that relationship or move on. So it's like it's giving you the final answer. It's like they show, is that your final answer? Okay, then.
Oh, Lord,
you
I'm kind
are
of
the
scared
Mickey
now.
Don't be scared of that. It's like, you know, honor who you are and where you're headed in life.
Yeah.
Please honor who you are
right.
and where you're headed in life. And if you're with somebody that's not going where you're going, it's like, what do you say all the time, Linus? If you can't
grow with me, you can't go with me. That's right.
That's
yeah.
If you can't grow with me, you can't go with me because I'm growing. To do better and better in my life. And if that person's not doing that, then see ya. Don't want to be ya.
Be ya.
Remember what you what you deserve too. I mean, we also think about our loved ones. But, you know, sometimes it's not the same path.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
But it's something, obviously it's something. There's been 6 years and we young. We only 20 and we like that. That's something. Something there that's not finish, because I believe we had a past life before too. So it's something there that's undone.
Yeah,
I believe so.
He was your brother in a past life. Sherelle?
Really?
He was your brother in a past life.
Really? Oh, wow. That's
yes,
so
ma'am.
Different. Dang, brother.
He was your brother. That's why you two are not, you're good, but you're not like a husband and wife, but you're good together because you're like a brother and sister instead of a boyfriend, girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
Think about it.
It's my first time hearing
it. Yeah,
yeah,
think about
you
that.
You probably had like
think
an instant.
About him.
Instant. Yeah, you probably had felt like you knew him for, like, you've always known him or something.
Mm-hmm, because our relationship is just not a relationship. We're like best friends and everything. We're real close.
Yeah,
we have a real close relationship.
Well, there you go. There you go, girlfriend. I just told you.
All righty.
Well, thank you, Sherelle,
y'all
for calling.
Ladies.
We're going to move on. And
go ahead.
A good day and a good week. Okay.
You have a better one. God bless you all. And God keep you. Y'all don't work too hard.
Oh,
thank you,
honey.
Sweetie.
You're welcome.
Too.
Bye.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Area code 831. You're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this? 831. Hello. Okay, we're going to the next caller. 615. Area code 615. You're on the line with Lennis
Hello.
And Brenda. Who's this?
Hi. I'm Eileen.
Hi.
Thank
Hi,
you
Eileen.
So much for taking my call.
You're most welcome.
Ladies, I was just wondering if my spirit guide has any messages for me.
Okay. What I'm picking up, spirit is telling me don't judge, don't be so judgmental and critical. Continue to open yourself up to the love in your heart. Go to that center part in your heart and open it up, almost like your heart chakra.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have an attitude, but that's just because people don't understand you. You know, it's not that you're being mean or what I want to say, snooty or anything like that. It's just that when you look at things, you really think about them. So you're
mm-hmm.
a higher observer than most. So where people may think, oh, she's got an attitude or she thinks she's all that. No, you're just really looking at them. You're studying them. You're observing them. What else? And Spirit said, let go, let God.
Let go.
Let God.
Let God.
Go ahead, Brenda.
There's something about your house. What's going on with your living situation?
My living situation?
Yeah.
I own a townhouse. It's just
Are you having
dog.
Problems with neighbors or something? Or what's
no.
going on? There's something going on with your house.
My house.
But anyway, that's a spirit guide is saying that to you. I'm
oh,
not
okay.
you just I don't know what it is really. I don't feel like it's horrible, but there's something going on. Either you're I'm trying to think what it is. There's something going on with your house or your
house
home.
Or hell. Oh, her home.
Her home.
Okay.
Her home. Her house
oh,
where she lives.
Oh, my home. Oh, my home?
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No. Something's going on with your home life.
Yeah,
something's out of balance there.
There's a spirit there.
And you need
to. Oh, in my home.
Yep.
Yeah, you need to deal with it.
You call the spirit in, matter of fact. You want to always be able to cover yourself with white light from the top of your head to the bottom of your toes, okay? Because you call
mm-hmm.
the spirit in.
Mm-hmm.
And the spirit
How do
is
I
a
get
devil
rid of
may
him?
Care.
Would you
pray for him
to
be removed? Yeah, that too. Tell him he's
right.
not welcome in
yeah.
your house. But you be careful when you're talking to people in the spirit. Learn to be discerning. Every spirit is not a good spirit that comes to you. Sometimes they're like little kids. They want to play with you. And then other
mm-hmm.
times, depending where your mind and your body is at, it can be a very ugly spirit. Not a demon, but just very ugly. So, you know, you're going to attract certain things to you when you go into that realm. And that's why I'm telling you, be sure and be discerning. Because the spirit that you got in there now, he's just like a devil may care. Like, he don't care. He could have you think wrong or put something at another place where you can't find it for a couple of days. But you called him in, so you welcome the spirit into your realm. So I just want to tell you, don't when you do that, make sure you're always talking to the angels. Even if you're talking to the spirit, let it be the highest spirit of the highest good. Okay?
God. That's the highest
right. We
get.
Well, yeah. So just one last thing, like if you've been feeling not as balanced as you normally are or something like that, that has to do with that spirit.
Okay.
Whatever's going on in your house. If there's something that is not like you normally,
mm-hmm.
either you start eating something you don't normally eat, something's weird or imbalanced there. So that's how you can tell what part, how it's affecting you. And if you're feeling like everything's fine, then maybe, I don't know, but
mm-hmm.
just beware of anything coming up then.
Okay.
Or just attentive, not bad, just be more attentive of what's going on with the environment of your home, your house. Okay?
Okay.
And light a white candle tonight before you go to bed.
Okay, I will do that, and I will have
light
a talk with
light a white candle. Yeah,
this one
with that spirit,
sage,
yeah.
Sage, to leave.
Sage. Yeah, you know how to sage, right?
I don't. No, I don't. I know sage through the house, but you light it, right?
Yeah.
I'm always afraid of fire.
It's
of
like
fire.
No, it's like incense. It's just smoke, but it clears your house of all negativity, bad spirits, or whatever. It just cleans all that energy out. That it's clean and positive.
Oh, so I can go and get incense.
Go somewhere where you know, if you know any metaphysical or sort of spiritual stores or anything like that, just go ask them for some sage. They'll give it to you, and then just have a burn-sensitive bowl that's not going to burn or get damaged, and then just light the sage over the bowl and then blow it out like you would, like incense. And then as you walk around your house, you just sort of wave the smoke with your hand and just, you know, think positive thoughts or pray if you're so inclined. And just, you know, say I'm cleansing this space of all negative. Any imbalances that are trying to take place are negated. And just walk around your house. And it smells good. It's good. It's easy. It's nothing cheesy. Okay?
Oh, okay. So you just put it in like a non-breakable ditch. And go through the house with it.
Well, not one that's going to break by fire or anything like that. That's why they normally use abalone shells. But if you go somewhere, they usually can find a kit.
Oh, okay.
You know. Okay.
I will do that.
That's
Thank you so
you
much.
Need. That is actually what you need. Please do that.
I will. I will do
okay.
that tomorrow. I'm off.
Thank you so much
for your help.
Welcome.
You're welcome. Eileen, have a good week, and thank you for calling.
I will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You would. Bye-bye. Okay, area code 928. You're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Yes, hi. This is Alfina.
I'm sorry?
Alfina.
Alfina. Okay. Hi, Alfina. How are you today?
Good.
Okay. And what question may we answer for you?
I'm wanting, like, a time frame kind of question. Is that okay, or?
Yeah, that's fine. Tell me your question.
I'm wondering when the person with the first initial D is going to communicate with me.
Okay. Wow. The first thing I got was never. Whatever you're looking for in D is not going to give that to you. D does not have that interest that you have. That's what I'm picking up.
We were together before, and I know he's going to contact me. That's why my question was more stated as to when.
Okay. I'm not picking up that he's going to contact you. In what way do you mean? If you mean as a relationship, no. I got never. That was the first word Spirit showed me. So if you're looking for a relationship with this guy,
Didn't say relationship. I said communicating.
Oh, friend?
There's a difference in that, too. And, yeah.
Okay, well, you just said a time frame with the letter D, so I'm thinking it's love. What are you asking this question more as a business, as a working personnel type of thing?
Oh,
is that what
I'm
you meant?
Sorry. I have to be that, like,
specific.
Precise. You can't pick up on that?
Yes.
Very interesting.
I'll tell you why,
I
because you put an open-end question.
Yeah, I remember Athena. She used to call on Wednesdays. Yeah. But anyway.
What was that?
Yeah. Okay, well, it doesn't sound like we can help you, so we probably should move on.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Okay, thanks. Alanis, go ahead and cut, please.
Okay.
What a bitch.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, area code 505. You're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this? Okay, I guess 505 just wants to listen. Well, thank you for being on the show. That's okay. Okay, next one up is area code 914. You're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, ladies. My name's Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. How are you?
Hi, ladies. I have a love question. My question is, the guy that I know, his name is Jeff, that I'm getting to know, and I wanted to know, will he ask me out on a date later, or he's not interested in me?
Okay, well, the first thing I get is that he's he finds you attractive. He definitely finds you attractive, and he's curious. He's curious about you. Go ahead, Brenda.
I was going to say a group date, like some kind of group date first. That was what I got, something where it's like there's a lot of people, or you guys go where there's a lot of people at first. Does that bother you?
No, that doesn't bother me. That doesn't bother me at all. Sorry, my baby's screaming.
No, that doesn't bother me at all because I was just, like, I heard the way how he talked to me. Like, you know, he was talking about his family, and I was just like, wow. I was just like, this. You know, it's not always about looks all the time. It's about how always someone's spirit is. And so I was like, wow, I really like that. And I was like, I hope that he acts, I said, for the greatest good, if you know. So I don't want to rush anything, but when he does, you know, I hope that he'd be the one to ask me out. So,
interesting.
When he's ready.
So it might be something where he invites you to some function with a bunch of people.
Okay.
When that happens, just be yourself.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be yourself because some people don't like to be themselves. They like to show you who they are later on, and it becomes worse than it is.
Well,
I know that
just,
feeling.
Yeah, don't be so freaked out about it being either his family or his friends. There are a lot of guys that it's easier for them to kind of have other people kind of give them perspective because they're not always sure, but. If you're just yourself, they're going to like you for your personality. And that's going to help him move forward.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you so much, Blaze. I'll definitely let you know what happens.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That's okay.
All right. Good. Well, we're wishing you the very best. Thank you so much for calling, and have a wonderful week.
You too, ladies. Have a good night.
Okay. All right. Thanks. You too, love. Thank you. Area code 504, you're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
I'm Ashley calling from New Orleans.
Okay, just a second.
Hello.
Hold on one. Yeah. Go ahead.
Hello.
Area code, yeah.
504.
What is this? Area code 504, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead. And who's this?
Ashley calling from New Orleans.
Ashley?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What can we do for you today, Ashley from New Orleans?
You know, messages from my angels and spirit guides about my love life.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, I know Lennox got this one.
No, I didn't. I'm getting a black board. I'm not getting anything.
Oh,
it's just blank
in front of me. Oh, because I was
going
to say, the guy that seems to be associated is, he's really, I want to say shuck and jive, and I don't mean jive like bad, but like, for instance, my brother and my dad, they had this way about them, and people would laugh, and, you know, and they say things, sometimes it's a little, like, he would say to me, like, Brenda, come on, da-da-da-da, and it would always make me laugh, or my dad would say, yeah, you got to da-da-da. He just has a fun nature about him, but he's quick, almost like, you know, somebody who's super witty, super fast with their response, but it's always sort of funny. I don't mean a jokester, but somebody who's got a lot of wit. Maybe that's the best way to say it. You don't see that when...
Are you thinking of my dad?
Huh? Of your dad? Is that your dad?
My dad is a bit of a jokester sometimes. I know that.
Okay, come on,
because
I need to move on. Come on, say something, Brenda.
Huh?
I said say something, because I'm not picking up anything for Ashley. I'm just getting a blank black board with nothing on it. So you're picking
no,
up something
I,
for
yeah,
her.
No,
so.
I, it's a guy, he's really, I mean, I don't, it's not a jokester, like somebody who just does stupid stuff. It's somebody that when you're talking to him, they're sort of like, oh, it's like, girl, you know, you can't such and such and such, because see, da, da, da. And he has that, it's just, anyway, he's entertaining. He's very fun to listen to. He's fun to be around. He almost sometimes doesn't seem like he's paying attention. But listen, he's smart. And he pays attention to everything. So even when you think he's not paying attention to you, he's watching you. And then he might say something to you like, girl, what? Or is the pie sky falling or something? He would say something weird like that. Because he wants to know why you're acting kind of sad. Yeah.
My father?
I'm not getting your father. I'm not getting a fatherly influence.
I wonder who you picked up.
Well, I don't know who he is, but that's who I see. That's who I see. You're more quiet than he is, but he draws you out.
You
don't
know who's this person.
Well, I don't know, but that's
Ashley,
that's
I hope
who
we
I...
were able to.
Yeah, coming.
I hope we were able to answer. Brenda was able to answer your question. I'm sorry, I could not.
Yeah,
see anything.
She was
kind of
breaking up. I might have to listen to the archives.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling, Ashley.
Thank
and
you,
I hope
guys.
You have a wonderful week. Okay, you're most welcome.
You too.
Okay. Area code 561, you're on the line with Lennox and Brenda. Who's this?
This is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
What question can we answer for you today?
I wanted to know what you saw for my finances, please.
Okay. There's an improvement coming the latter part of August, and I'm seeing August 30th. Promotion or a raise?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I see a man helping you out with $300.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know if he's a brother or just a real good friend. Like a brother to you, but I see him giving you $300. In fact, in next week, I think he's helping you with something, but next week, either Tuesday or Wednesday, you'll receive this money. Let's see. Yeah, that's what I'm seeing for the future is just in August, August 30th, that you get a promotion or a raise, more money
okay.
coming in. Mm-hmm. Brenda, did you see anything?
Well, what I saw was that there was a bit of a mess going on. That's what I saw. So I was relieved to hear you say it's getting ready to go more for the upswing. I don't know if it's just a confusion on what was sent where or something, but it could be a matter of confusion. I'm not sure, but I see a lot of chaos. If you've been experiencing it, and she says it's getting ready to change, that's
mm-hmm.
a good thing. I mean, it's certainly not going to stay forever. Things wrap up always, so. But I guess I'm getting an impression of where things are right now, or whatever it is you're coming out of, hopefully.
Maybe that, yeah, I think that, yeah. But it is going to improve. One person's going to help her, and then at the end of August, it'll definitely improve for the better.
Oh, okay.
Man. Yeah. Well, thank you, Stacy, for calling. And have
thank
a good
you,
day. And like I said, you got a friend that's going to give you $300 next week, so they're helping you out.
Okay.
So look forward to that.
Hang in there.
Right.
Hang in there, sweetie.
Yeah.
We've all been there. Hang in there.
Amen.
Thank you.
You're most
yeah.
welcome. Have a wonderful week. Area code 215, you're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Susan. I was wondering, I've been having dreams about numbers, and I
okay.
play them.
Hold on, Susan. Hold on. Hold on.
Okay.
Oops. Damn.
Hello,
the wrong
Susan.
One.
Congratulations. You are our
That's
ninth caller.
There you go.
That's
what I was trying
Yay.
To do. Yes, woohoo! You're the ninth caller, Susan.
Woohoo!
So
well, maybe
when
that's
we
my
get
number
through
was for, it was to call your number today.
Well, let me tell you now, when we get through, you know, me and Brenda answering your question, stay on the line and Miss Nina will get with you and take your information down so we'll get together to do your reading, okay?
Oh, okay. I appreciate it.
Okay, so let's go on with your question for right now. What can we answer for you?
Okay, I've been having dreams of numbers. One dream I told my mom, you know, like two sixes or 12, and I've been playing in numbers at the lottery or whatever, and nothing happens. Now, like today, I took a nap and I woke up. I remember dreaming of at least seven women dressed in peach dresses, the color of peach, and this is going to sound really weird, but I remember the one lady saying that Oprah gave her this handbag that was light blue, and it had stockings in it. It's, like, really weird. And, like, what? Like, it was three bags. I'm thinking, what does that mean, you know? Like, really weird. Like, does it tell me to play numbers, and I'm not just playing them on the day I'm supposed to be playing it, or...
The first
okay.
dream was two sixes that you said reduced to a 12. Or equal 12? Huh?
Like, well, that was a while ago. Like I was just giving you an example. Like, I remember telling my mom, like, two sixes are 12. And I
yeah.
would put...
And then one of the ladies told you that she told you something about three bags?
She showed me three handbags, like clutches, that were light blue.
Right.
And then when I was outside, so I don't know if I was, like, at a church convention or a wedding, but I remember turning around, and I remember looking at all the women, and I'm thinking, they're all dressed in peach. And I woke up, so I don't know why they were all dressed in, you know, peach dress colors.
Well, the number that you're coming up with is 3. 12 reduces to 3. The 3, the handbags. 3 is the number, the Holy Trinity number from numerological standpoint. It's the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. It's interesting that you said it was like a church function or something that you were going to. And but three is also generally a number of good things, like happy things that come about. So you know, the fact that it's just a single three that keeps being reduced down to, I mean, six is a number of family, and then it, you know, it brought you to 12, which reduces down to three. So I, you know, I don't know if you have a lot of sisters or cousins, or if there's a lot of women in your family that you tend to do things with. But I'm, what I would say as far as a dream, you're talking about really good times, that there's a lot of love, and then there's a spiritual element to it and a family element to it. So I don't know if you have been questioning, you know, anything about your family or what, or maybe you just need to be reminded. But they're telling you, those numbers are telling you a lot more about your family and the love around you. Now, you know, if you choose to play them, you know, or choose to play family numbers, maybe that'll be helpful or not. I'm not sure. But from a numerological point of view, your dreams are telling you more about the love in your life and your family, and especially that sort of feminine group energy.
Okay.
But, you know, that's a big thing. It's interesting, the things that you say. And it would have to be more in depth for that. But you're getting the psychic reading for an hour, and Linus can illuminate a whole lot more, right?
Of course. But I will tell her this. Those three things that came up, Brenda's right. It's you're going to have three times. It's really, I'll put it to you like this. If you were to win the lottery three times, you know how ecstatic you would be. Well, three different instances are getting ready to come up in your life pretty quick, and they'll be ecstatically happy. So Brenda's right when she's telling you there's love around you, behind you and in front of you. The three things are going to happen that's going to make you very happy. Is it money? I'm not seeing money. I just see the happiness around you. But it'll be three different times, and all three will make you ecstatically happy, like winning a lottery, as though you won a lottery. Maybe it may be like peace in your life, and that'll feel like you won a lottery, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I sure hope so, because I've been down in the dumps lately, you know.
Well, like I said, could be a peace of mind. Happiness can be in many different ways and forms.
Okay.
So, yeah, your dreams are trying to lift you up and let you know you are loved. Don't be depressed. But anyway, stay on the line. Nina's going to be right with you, Susan, and get your information, and you and I will get together next week. How's that? And I thank you for calling. Okay. Area code 770. You're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hello?
Yes, 770, you're on the line. Who's this?
Hi, this is Regina.
Hi, Regina, how are you?
I'm good.
All right. And what question can we answer for you today, young lady?
Yes, I would like to know, will there be any love connection or relationship this year for me?
Who's Mac? M-A-C came right up before you finish your sentence. Who's Mac? Is that a friend or a love interest?
I don't
interest?
Know Mac. Oh, I don't know.
Okay. That name was like, bam, right in my face before you can finish your sentence.
Well, I get the impression that you're going to have several, and you only have, like, so many months left. I don't know if it's just you playing the field, or you just find real early that they're not really what your particular flavor. I don't know, but several is what came up ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because
I know
what
the
I
Mac
want.
Was. Mac Mommy. That's what it was. I couldn't understand why player right in my face, Mac Mommy. She's a player, player. Go on with yourself, Regina. What you calling us for? Shoot, we need boyfriends, too. You getting all the men. Leaving us on the sideline.
No, no. I'm not like that. I promise. I just, you know, I just was curious because I'm coming out of a relationship now, and, you know, I was not in a rush for one. I just want to see if there was any coming. That's all.
Girl, men are like a bus. When one is getting off, another one's getting on. And that's because of you, who you are. Yeah, you know, your character, your finesse, the type of woman you are. So you'll never be without a man around you. But like Brenda said, you're looking for a certain type of man, and that's beautiful. That's how you should, you know. But, yeah, there, like Brenda said, there's all kind of men around you. Girl, I see like a bus, one getting off, another one coming on. Like, yeah, who you? What you about?
Uh-huh. And that's funny because, like, my job, I'm having these bums. I'm like, I don't want these bums. You know what I mean? I need some man with some substance. You know
there
what
you
I mean?
Go.
A day
a foundation. Right on.
Yes. And they just like, why am I attracting these kind of guys? I'm like, I don't want no one. I'm getting rid of one of them right now. I'm like, I don't want the same one. So it's like, okay, I want to find something that got substance that could be a long-term relationship. That's
okay.
What I'm
I want Brenda to give you, because Brenda tells women, you know, 5 points or 5 issues to be clear about.
Okay.
I'll let her tell you for your clarity of a man to come to you. Okay, go ahead, Brenda.
Okay.
Well, you know, I read it in a book called Marrying Smart. You can find it. Hopefully, it may not be, but just look the library or something. But it's called Marrying Smart. I don't remember the author's name, but she tells you to pick at least the top 5 qualities you're looking for. What's good about what you're kind of doing is you're starting to realize more and more, like, what matters most to you.
Mm-hmm.
But you can list all kinds of things. But if you make sure that the top 5 ones are the ones that you really want, and if they only have 4, you got to throw them back. Because they might be the 5 for someone else. Why waste your time? So,
exactly.
Yeah. For those 5 qualities, you know, I don't care what it is, it's up to you. You might think that they have to have curly hair. Maybe you think he has to drive a nice car. But you're going to find that those things aren't going to bring you the happiness you're looking for. So what makes you happy? And if it's somebody who makes you laugh, if it's somebody that always has your back, if it's someone that's always great to your mama, you know, those are the things that you want to make sure in the top 5. And you put that down and you keep that in your pocket as you compare as you go through and meet guys.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid to ask, what do you like with your mama?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, do you like, you know, and then observe him.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll get him. You'll get him. I got mine.
And there you have it, the rest of the story, Regina. Well, thank you for calling. You know what you need to do, honey. You're a beautiful sister, so do what you need to do. Like Brenda said, do your little list and make it clear what you want, and so that will be magnetized to you. What you put out, that energy will come back.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, thank
Alrighty
you.
Then. You're most welcome, and you have a wonderful week, and save a few for me, and, you know, that's all I'm saying.
Okay, I will. Okay.
Have a wonderful
Bye.
Day, Regina. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Area code 862, you're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this?
Bianca.
Hi, Bianca. How are you doing?
I'm okay, and you?
Oh, doing great.
Okay.
And what's the question that you have for us today, Bianca?
Okay, I have a question because I just met this new person, and he seems to be around me often, but there is a bad connection. I don't know if it's me physically or mentally that's creating that connection or if it's just there naturally. So I just wonder if you could help me with that.
Okay, what's his first name? Let me see what he's doing. What's his first name, Bianca? Or can you tell me?
Christopher.
Good enough. You don't have to say anything else. Good Lord, this man gave me a headache as I was writing his name out. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Damn.
Is Christopher with another woman, or has he completed that relationship with another woman? Because I see this other woman.
He's married
what?
To her. He has
okay, because I just saw this woman slap the taste out his mouth. So that's why I was
no,
getting
wait a minute. What did she say? What did Bianca say?
No, I said that he's married and has a daughter with her, but I guess during the marriage is getting divorced, so I was told.
That's it.
Okay, Bianca, what I see is that this man, this is drama. So let me just tell you straight up. No, you do not need to be with him, okay? Capital N, capital O, exclamation mark, period. That's it.
Okay.
No. This man is going through something. While you were talking, because I can physically touch the other person and see them, I saw his wife slap the taste out of his mouth. And he got pretty pissed about that. He didn't go back and retaliate, but he was pissed and she slapped him. But there's drama there in that couple. So, no, you don't want no aspects of that. If you got involved with him, trust me, she'd have you up on the front lines, and it's not a pretty picture. So,
Nope.
Let's look for somebody else. I only do one. Sorry.
Okay.
If you want another question, you're going to need to go to my website, theessenceofsuccess.com, and click on intuitive reading, and I'll do it for an hour for you.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you for calling, Bianca. Wish you the best.
Same to you.
Area code, you're welcome, honey. Area code 516, you're on the air with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, ladies. This is Sandra. Thanks for taking my call.
You're most welcome. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I love that you guys were talking about the numbers a little bit before, and you were saying that 3 is a good number because 3 always follows me.
Oh, nice.
So I was pleased to hear that.
Okay. Brenda's the one with the numbers. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I just really had a question about my love life and wanted to see if you saw anything coming for me this year. I'm looking for someone special, and I've been, you know, manifesting and putting stuff out there.
Oh, yeah.
September.
Yeah, someone's coming.
I'm picking up September. Yeah. And he's coming
definitely
so strong.
Coming.
It's like he's determined to be with you. He's a good guy.
That's great.
Good guy.
He's tall like the Empire State Building, but he's a good guy, but he's determined. What he sees in you, he sees a greater love than you see within yourself. It's very touching. He sees
aww.
A greater love in you. Yeah, and he's determined to be with you because there's something in his soul, his spirit, his essence that he knows you're the one. And to be honest, eventually you will know that you're the one for him. You won't see it right away like he does. But later you'll come into that feeling, and you'll realize that, yeah, he's a pretty good guy. I guess I will be with him. But he knows right away. It's almost like the Bill Cosby and Camille. When he saw Camille, he knew. He said 2 weeks he would marry her. He just knew. This is how this guy is with you. When he sees you, it's like, that's my woman. That's who I'm going to marry. I'm going to be with her. So
well,
I see
hallelujah.
This in September. Yep, I see this in September. I see him. He's a businessman, like I said, and he's tall. But he's looking for you. What he's missing in his life, you match that, and he will match you. It's just you won't see it right away. You know what I mean? You'll come into it. Like he might tell you 2 weeks after meeting, you know what, I love you. And you're like, really? We don't even know each other that well. Okay, but that's because that's how strong he feels about you. So it's not like he's wacko or crazy or something. No, this is genuinely, this man really does care about you.
And
you'll know it.
And he's a good guy, though.
He's
yeah,
a good guy.
I'm seeing him. He's a good guy, yeah. I'm seeing that. I see nothing bad about this man.
Okay,
he's been
bring
looking
him
for
on.
You for a long time.
Well, I've been looking for him for a long time too. I could say the same. I'm 45, so I've been, you know, out there doing my thing, and it'd be nice to have a genuine man.
Yes,
yeah.
And he is. He is.
Yeah.
Like the other caller was saying, she was looking for a man with substance, foundation. This man has it that you're going to meet, without a
awesome.
Doubt. Without a doubt.
And it's good,
I mean,
to wait.
He is so together.
You find it's good to wait. I mean, the fact that you waited,
yeah.
It may seem like a long wait, but it's like it'll be just right. I mean, I was doing stuff like I said, marrying smart and manifesting. And there was a man that came into my life, and he and I actually have the same birthday. And we still talk. We were really good pals. But, and the sex is great. I'm just going to put it out there. But he wasn't really the one. And you can be really, sometimes you can be, you know, it's almost an illusion. You meet someone, you think, well, he's so great for all these qualities, but there's something that's not quite it. And then, so you need to be really strong, like you've been. And then the one comes and you're like, good Lord, just like a hand in a glove.
Yeah, I like that you gave that advice as well about the five, you know, top qualities. I think that's important. Sometimes women make too long of a list.
Yeah. Amen.
And then they, you know.
We talked about that last night, and I had a list that you would, if you knew it was on my list, you'd be like, that guy doesn't look anything like what you look. The qualities
yeah.
are what I got, and that's the best relationship I've ever had in my entire life.
Aw, well, God bless. I'm happy for you. It's good to know that,
yeah,
you know,
you.
Someone's manifested it and has it.
Oh,
and you're
yeah.
going to call us back when you meet
yeah,
this guy.
Yeah, I definitely will. Thank you so much, ladies.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
You're
all
welcome,
right,
and happy September to you.
Oh, thank you.
Continue on with that three words. That's excellent.
Thank you so much. God bless.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you, too. Thanks for calling. Area code 610, you're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this? Okay, I guess they don't want to talk. That's okay. Okay, next call up, area code 856. You're on the air with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, this is Laura.
Did you say Laura?
Yes.
Okay, Laura, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you, too?
Oh,
good.
Just fine. Doing great. And what question can we answer for you?
I have an interview on Thursday, and I was wondering if you see me getting the job.
I'm getting a yes. What are you getting, Linus?
Okay, sorry.
Well, the first thing I got was take
in.
That interview. Huh?
Pardon me?
What?
No, go ahead. I was coughing. Go ahead.
I said that the first thing I heard... The first thing I heard was take that interview, and then the next thing was yes.
Great.
Yep, I got yes, too. Yep, you're going to get the job, no doubt. Yep.
Are they giving you a time frame when I'll hear after the interview?
Let me tell you to do one thing, and Brenda started this years and years ago, telling all of us in the family, send those people a thank you card tomorrow. Go get a thank you card and send that to them for the interview.
Okay.
It'll seal your job. It will seal it.
A really cool card. Like, get a cool card. Don't get the bland thank you card. Get something that's either kind of funny or cute or something. I mean, that's real personable. And then even if it's a little cartoon thing, get it. And put the stamp on it. And when you get done with the interview, make sure you have the address on how to reach that specific person that you interviewed and put it in a mailbox either right in the building or in the next, somewhere real close to that place. Just, you know, make sure you write in there. It's like, I really enjoyed talking with you. I hope you find the best person for the job, and I hope I get a chance to work with you and get to know you a little better, or something like that. Put it in the mail.
I'm interviewing with three people.
Then get three cards, honey.
Okay. I will.
And make sure that, now, I don't know if you've done this, but make sure you bring a pad and paper with you, and make sure you get write down their names and write something personal about each one when you're interviewing. You know, when they ask you what you're writing, just say, oh, I just want to keep track of any information. But if one person says Bob and they say they like, whatever they're talking about, if they ask you about your personal information and they say something like, yeah, my daughter has a cat, and it's like, oh, really? It's like, ask a question about the cat. If another person says something about where they went to college, ask them about that. It's really good to ask each one at least a question that has to do with them personally. Okay?
I will.
I'm not kidding. It's amazing how well that helps. But you're slated for this, but it will impress them so much more than everyone else.
Sir, I get the impression that there's a lot of people interviewing for this job, so it's got me a little worried.
No, claim your
job.
Don't
worry about it.
The universe. Claim it. Decide that it's yours.
Yep.
Have those cards ready to throw in the mailbox down the street from that place or wherever close by. And when you get in your car, just write whatever the little personal, put it in there, and then you call us back and tell us when they offer you the job. I think you're going to get offered it in 2 weeks, but.
Yeah, that's what I got, too, that she would be working in a couple of weeks. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Oh,
yeah,
you're
go
most
with
welcome.
God, Judy. Yep.
Yeah, Laura, you're going to do good.
Thank you.
Give us a call
back.
Let us know how good you're doing.
I will. I promise I will follow up with you. Thank you.
You're most welcome, and have a wonderful week. Area code 317, you're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, how are you?
Fine, and you? Who's this?
Oh, my name is Penny.
Penny?
Yeah.
That's nice. You don't hear that name too much anymore. Well, how you doing, Penny? What can we help you with today?
I was just calling to see if you get anything on my love life. You know, the guy I'm with, the guy I should be with.
Oh, there's a guy you're seeing now?
Yes.
Okay, what's his first name? That's all I need.
Wade.
Okay. Okay. Wade finds you confusing sometimes. I see he's a good guy, but sometimes he finds you confusing, or contradictory in your beliefs or your speech when you're talking to him.
Yeah,
sometimes he finds you confusing. He likes you. I don't know about a long-term relationship. I see he likes you. Yeah, he's scratching his head sometimes. Things that you say, he's just like, oh, really? Yeah, he thinks about it. It's like he finds you just contradictory or confusing. I'll leave it at that. I'm not going to put words into what Spirit said. That's what Spirit said. So, but I see him as a good guy. So, but long-term relationship, I don't know. It looks like you might have a communication problem you two need to work out.
Okay.
Yeah, he's rather even tempered. I mean, he's his temperament. Temperament very even.
Okay.
Mhm.
All right.
You
that's
hoping
it.
For
duet?
No, it's easy going. I mean, it's in a good space for where it is.
Okay.
Mm. All right. Yeah, you two are doing okay. Just continue your communication. Other than that, you're okay. I don't see any breakups or anything bad. Like Brenda said, he's even-tempered. So, yeah, just talk to him a little bit more. You know how to be cutesy and sweet. Hey, handsome. You know, Penny. Come on. you know, he's a good guy. Enjoy your relationship. Just keep the communication open, and you two will be fine.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Have a wonderful week, and thank you for calling. Area code 718, you're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, this is Deja Vu.
Deja Vu.
Hi.
Yeah, you called us last week. I remember you. How you doing, girl?
Yeah, okay. Honey, I got a problem. Me and my man, we got into it big time. It was a huge blow up, and I really don't know right now where I stand, if the relationship is going to get better or not.
Okay. Is Deja Vu, you got to help me remember, is that the one that's a minister or in ministry? Is that right?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay.
It's funny that you say that, though, because he does have a calling for the ministry. He's just not ready for none of that either because of his lifestyle won't permit it.
Okay. So what was his first name again? I'm sorry. Just the first name.
I call him Jimmy.
Okay. Good
but
enough.
His first name is Al or Albert.
Okay.
Just to let you know, he's a Leo and I'm an Aries.
Oh, that's okay. You're both fire signs. But I remember I was reading on him. You know he wants to be single. He doesn't want to be in a relationship. Are you aware of that?
There you go.
He wants to be single. He's not thinking about being in a relationship. I think that was part of the blow up. What you want, he don't want, and what he wants, you don't want.
No, that wasn't part. I know he wants to be single, and I mean to be honest, I mean we are in an open relationship. Well, he is. I'm not. But my blow up with him is that he make vacation time with other women, and I'm telling him that he needs to balance the scale and make vacation time with me, too. He didn't know
because
I knew
that's
about...
Hold up. That's what you want. That is not what his desire or wish is.
Meaning
yep,
that he doesn't desire... What are you saying? That he does not desire to
when
take
you're
vacation
fussing at him,
me?
No, when you're fussing at him about that he should be... It's like this. If you were dating a guy, he done told everybody else Happy Mother's Day, and he didn't tell you Happy Mother's Day? What's up with that? Maybe because he's not that interested. So I want you to understand something about this guy. Because he wants to be single and he has no plans of being in a relationship, he's living the single life. So whoever he feels that he wants to be nice to or whatever, this is what this man is doing, babe. So it's not about you. You're fussing at him because he's not doing this for you, but that's what you want. That's not what he wants.
When is he gonna even the scale and at least do right? Because his family knows my family. We go back many years.
And it just doesn't feel right.
I mean, there's just a
no,
sense of unfairness.
No, because he wants to be single.
And
it don't
okay.
matter about your families and stuff. The man wants to be single.
I mean, he wants to be single, but at the same time, he supposedly gave this idea or impression that he treats everybody fairly, and that's not true. Because if you're treating one group of person differently from me, that's not being fair.
He's a player. Now, that's the bottom line, I can tell you. He's a player, and you know what a player is.
I know,
but, okay.
Is that
somebody you really want to get involved with?
Honestly, I'm so tired of a relationship overall, I don't even have the heart to start over again.
So you're going to stay somewhere where somebody doesn't care about
where
you?
That'll make sense.
When you've been through a lot of abusive and bad relationship, it does. It does, because I break up with him, I don't want to go through this again, ever, period. It's a wrap for me. It's a total wrap.
So your picker's off, as they said in this one movie, your picker is off.
Meaning?
Yes, it is.
means that your picker needs to be updated, and if you can't see it, you need to get somebody to help you to see more clearly than you're seeing. It's like you're saying, okay, this person stabbed me in the foot, this person stabbed me in the heart, but I prefer the guy who's stabbing me in the heart because, you know, it's related to love. That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
But
like,
you want to be harmed. And then that I would suggest get counseling for. And I'm not being nasty, because counseling, we all use it, and we all should use it.
I'm not going through that. I do not wish to partake in that. The only thing I want to know is, would he come around and finally at least give in to some of my demands, or, you know, what I would like?
No.
It's never going to happen.
Nope.
So, I mean, even if he does for one day, it's probably because he wants a little something else, and then he'll tell you anything to get what he wants. And then
unless we go to some place to arrange the trip or whatever, ain't nothing gonna happen until he does that. And the thing is that our relationship, we're so tight to each other, real close. That I know that it's strange, but I know we're never going to separate from each other.
Okay, well, then you'll, I guess,
Deja Vu. Well, we wish you the very best, girlfriend, and I hope that things work out to your benefit, which you're looking for. I hope you listen to Brenda about updating your pickers when you're looking at men. But I know you're set in your ways right now, but things will change. They'll change for the better. I know they will. So
that's a good chance with the relationship with him. But I ain't looking for nobody else.
Like
okay.
I said. Okay. We wish you the very best. We wish
all
you
right,
the very
thank
best,
you.
Love. God bless you. Area code 978, you're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, ladies. This is Kathleen from Massachusetts. How are you?
Hi, Kathleen. How are you doing, young lady?
Okay.
And I'm going to interrupt for 1 minute, Linus. This is your second, ninth caller.
Hey! Woo! All right. Wait, we got to do this.
Do I get a free reading?
Yes, you do, my dear.
Oh, wow. I never win anything.
Kathleen,
you called last week because the supermoon was really getting to you.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember, because her and her daughter felt it, right, Kathleen? Are you that lady? Your daughter was feeling it, too?
Oh, no, no, no. But I was feeling it.
No, okay. Then that's somebody different. Okay. Well, anyway, Kathleen from Massachusetts, congratulations. You're the ninth caller. You'll get a free reading from me. When we get through, just stay on the line, and Miss Nina will get the information from you, and then I'll call you later. We'll get together and do a reading. So, for right now, what's your question?
Okay, my birthday is August 4th, but I'm celebrating it with a guy I've been going with on and off for years. On the 3rd, we're going to celebrate it. Do you see a ring or a promise ring coming my way for my birthday?
Oh, Kathleen, what's his first name, girl? What's his first name? I'm excited.
Larry. Larry.
I got you. Brenda, don't you even. Don't even, Brenda. I mean it.
I'm not going to comment on yours, Kathleen. I have to honestly say that my mind's engaged elsewhere, so please forgive me. Please,
okay,
you and Lennox.
Kathleen and Larry. Okay.
He calls me Kath.
Yeah.
I am just so tickled by this man. Why do I just want to laugh, laugh, laugh? Just like a little
child. No, he's not that funny. I got news for you.
Oh, okay, because I'm just so tickled. You know, I just want to laugh like, oh, wait, stop it, stop it. You're making me just crack up.
Oh, that was another guy I used to go with.
I take that as a good guy. He's a good guy. Yeah, I'm taking that he's a good guy, because if he can make you laugh like a child, that's good. Let's see, you're going to get a ring. He's a little bit slow, ain't he? He's a good guy.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
He's slow.
I've only
People
been seeing him for 17 years.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He will get things done and do, but he's just slow. He'll get it done. You know, I see. Why don't you ask him? Why don't you ask him for a ring?
I did.
Because I see that you two love each other. I feel his love for you. So why don't you just ask him? In fact, go to a jewelry store. Buy me a friendship ring.
Well, I felt more of a promise ring after this, you know, this many years. But
oh, of course. But I'm just saying, oh, yeah, whatever. But I'm just saying.
But the thing is, I mentioned it to him. I said, you know what I'd like is a ring for my birthday. He goes, Kath, like that. And I'm saying, oh, Jesus, you know. So
I'll
don't know.
I'll tell you what, though. If you put him in, if you put him in a place and you go to the jewelry store, because I see you both there, and it's like, I want this one. All right. All right. He'll get it. He'll get the one that you pick out. But it's like you have to take him there. He won't really do it, I think, because he thinks, oh, we're going to be married. We're married. We're already married in our ways between the two of us, you know. But he would buy it because he knows it would make you happy. He would buy it.
So do you think that would be for my birthday?
Huh?
Do you think that would be for my birthday?
No, because the money that I see him spending, it would be more than a birthday, but I don't see it as a marriage. I don't see a marriage, but I see it more than a birthday, yeah. Because what he's spending, I see $5,000 that he spends on this ring. So
yeah, I was hoping it would be for my birthday, the ring, in a few weeks. My birthday's in a few weeks.
It'll be a birthday plus. I'll put it like that, birthday plus. Because he wouldn't spend this much money on a ring just for your birthday only. So it means a little bit more than that to him. Does it mean marriage? I don't know. I'm not picking that up. But the ring means more than just your birthday ring to him.
Okay.
So, yeah, to him it's more of a commitment of the two of you. So, but I'm just picking up he's a good guy. Man, you two ought to have fun together. You do, I understand where you're coming from, but you know what? You two are already married in essence and spirit. You know, you've been together for so long, and he loves you. I mean, there's no doubt. I pick up the man's love. He loves you.
Yeah, that's why I don't know why he doesn't move it.
I told you. I just picked up. You know what I saw him as? Like a turtle or a snail.
Yeah.
I'm coming.
Yeah.
I'm coming. You know, like, well, when? Could you do it, like, yesterday?
Yeah,
know,
I know,
he
huh?
Will do. Yeah, he will do. That's not the problem. He will do. It's just, you know, bless his heart. That's just men are like that. They're, you know, some men right away, some they take slower, but they still get it done. You know, for him, it'd be like, hun, could you please fix my back porch, one of the things? And you've told him this for 4 months. And finally you just get mad and say, look, I fell down. See the scrape on my leg? And I asked you, would you repair that? Then he'll go do it. He'll get it done right then. Go to the lumber yard, fix that step so that you don't have any more problems.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
Okay.
But, yeah, he really doesn't have anyone else in his head but you.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's her. It's Kathleen. Kathleen and Larry, them two, they're a couple. And
we're a couple.
You just say that you're married. You guys might as well say that you're together anyway, you know? You may not have the ring, but all intents and purposes.
But we're not living together. We tried living together in the past.
And that's okay.
A few times, and it didn't work out at that point in my life.
Because you get along better in separate locations. That's all.
Yeah, but I want to be married someday.
You'd rather him be in there. Yeah, I know for you would rather him there. You wake up in the morning and Larry's there. I understand that. But you two get along famously in separate domains. You do. It's just that under the same roof, never happened. But in separate domains, you go spend the night, he comes spend the night, you guys spend the weekend together at his house, spend the weekend. It works. It works beautifully for you two.
Mm-hmm.
That works. Yeah. So you're fine. I know you want more, but you know what? It works. Don't rattle the cage. It works.
Oh.
You are good. And trust me, what Brenda told you, there is no other woman. That man is
I believe that.
It's all you, so, yeah, you don't have nothing to worry about. Take him to the jewelry store, Kathleen.
Okay, will do.
Take him. He will buy it. He will buy it, but like I say, for him, it'll mean a little bit more than just your birthday gift. But, yeah, he'll buy the ring for you. Like I said, I see $5.
Yeah, I want it to be as an engagement ring.
I know.
So when he gives it to you, just say it's an engagement ring, or do you need to take this back and get the right one?
Ha-ha! Sorry, what'd you say?
Say it again, Brenda.
Just say, is this an engagement ring, honey, or do we need to go back for you to get the right one? And then, you know, just fun and see what happens.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Go for the
Please
full
try
deal.
It.
Yep. Well, Kathleen, thank you for calling. I'm going to try and get to one more call before I get off the air. And you just enjoy. You're in a beautiful relationship.
No, you're going to take
I love the energy and everything about you, okay? So now,
and don't
okay.
forget to talk to Nina.
Yeah.
Hello?
Area code 610. You're on the line with Lennis and Brenda, and you're going to be my last caller. Sorry. Go ahead. What's your name?
Hi, this is Sonia.
Hi, Sonia. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Terrific. What answer? What question can we answer for you?
I have a different question. It's not romance. It's a question about
no, whatever,
career.
Honey. About your career. Okay.
Yeah, it's about my present job. I started working here since April, and I wanted to see what you're picking up for me.
Okay. Sonia, we need you to speak into the phone clear. You sound garbled. I didn't understand what you just said. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Now we can hear you.
Yeah. I'm starting my job in April, and I wanted to see what you're picking up for me.
You started this new job in April, and what do you want to know? If it's going to be a continual job? Are you going to be there for a few years, or is it just a temporary thing?
Well, as far as I know, the job is permanent.
Okay. But you said you started it in April, and so you want to know if you're going to be there, right?
Well,
is that what you're asking,
I
if you're going to be on the job?
Yeah, I wanted to see what else you're picking up, if there are any other opportunities to growth and et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, you're going to go to another job when you grow. This job is just to give you some background experience and knowledge. No, you're going to get another job that's going to boost your pay up $5. You might be at this job till the end of the year. I see you in November and definitely December putting applications out. You're applying for the job. So at the first of 2015, I'd say sometime in January, you'll probably be starting another job, like I said, with a $5 increase in pay. So this is just training.
Yeah, I see a year, like in another year. Yeah.
I saw January 2015.
A job at another company?
Uh-huh.
It seems like it.
I thought it was right there. Maybe another opening.
Well, it could be. Maybe it's because you're in a completely different division, but it just seems like it's going to be a big change in a year. Or I guess that's next year, if Lennis is according to Lennis. But I saw a year, and it seemed like a big change. Learn everything you can where you're at.
And do you know what's going to prompt that change?
What?
Do you know what's going to prompt that change?
One question per caller. Come to the essenceofsuccess.com and click on intuitive readings, okay? And I'll be more than glad to go in depth with you about what you're inquiring. Okay, everybody, I just have a few seconds left. And I want to say this real quick. Tomorrow night, turn in to LMB Empowerment at 7 p.m. on the Essence of Success Radio Network. It's going to be a good show. You don't want to miss it. So please turn in tomorrow. And all you folks today, thank you so much for calling in on Psychic Reading Sunday. I appreciate your calls, and I hope that Brenda and I were able to help you, empower you, or get you on the right direction. I also want to thank everybody in the chat room and Miss Nina, our moderator, for assisting you people in there. Congratulations to the two ninth callers. I'll look forward to doing your readings next week. Thank you to Brenda for being with me today on the Psychic Reading Sunday. So, again, call in next Sunday, and remember, every ninth caller gets a free reading. So thank you, everybody, for joining us today. Remember to smile, show the love, give a hug, and be the best that you can be. Good night, Nina.
Heaven open up this
good night, Brenda.
Yeah.